We all know mothers can clash with teenage daughters over just about anything, but what happens when that conflict carries over into adulthood?
Well, joining us now to talk about ways to deal with it, Elizabeth Bernstein, the Bonds columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Interesting piece you have in the journal. What are the things that can make the mother-adult-daughter relationship so rocky?
Because, as you're saying, it's often in the teenage years, but that tension and sort of fraught relationship can go on and on. And what's really happening is the mother hasn't really let go and the daughter hasn't really set boundaries. They're almost too close.
It's really fascinating. I have one friend in particular that's got so many issues with her mom, and once it turns toxic, it's really painful for each of them.
It's very interesting to me. In the last few days, as I was working on this story since it came out, I talked to several men. Surprisingly, they said the same thing over and over. You know, within 30 seconds of my wife getting on the phone, I know she's talking to her mom. You know, so they all said, I know the tone of the voice changes. I could see her, you know, tense up. So there's some issues out there.
Well, it would seem that maybe at least one or the other or both would like to maybe reconcile or make things a little easier. Let's start with the daughters. What are some things daughters can do to help make the relationship with their mothers better?
What often happens is the mother is saying something. She's used to being the nudge. She's keeping, you know, from day one at birth, she's the one who's charged with keeping her little chicks in a row. And so here she comes to her adult daughter, and she says things like, honey, you know, that lipstick doesn't look great on you, or do you like your haircut? Things like that. So your kids are out of control. So things that, A, probably she wouldn't say to her friends. She's trying to help her daughter. But what happens is the daughter hears this as real criticism and not necessarily helpful criticism. So the daughter needs to do primarily is remember she's not 12, she's an adult, and she doesn't have to hear it through those 12-year-old ears. She doesn't have to be so sensitive to it.
But what do you say to the mom to try and make that relationship better?
So the mom, too. So they both have to work. The daughter has to, you know, do her part, try to act like adult, keep the anger at bay, tell her mother, look, this is what I need. This is the help I need. The mom has to ask, honey, do you need help with the kids? Don't offer up all that unsolicited advice. It's clearly not helping because it's upsetting your daughter. You need to sort of ask, treat your daughter like an adult. So both of them have to show up as an adult and be aware that the daughter is an adult.
In our final 20 seconds, mother-daughter couples counseling, is it really a helpful option?
It's interesting. I talked to several therapists who said yes. I bring the mom and the daughter in together. It's a lot like couples counseling. It can be a little bit more intense because there's an authority figure in that room. The mom is still the authority figure or thinks she is. But, yeah, it can be very helpful.
Wow, that's great. Elizabeth, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Elizabeth Bernstein, the Bonds columnist for The Wall Street Journal.